Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He compares that marriage is honorable, it's precious. There's nothing like it. Okay, and for a man and a woman, and again, next week I'll get into a little more details about marriage. But it says, marriage is honorable, it's precious in all. Marriage is precious no matter who you are, rich or poor, no matter the geographical location, whether it's America or Africa, it matters not. No matter the relationship with the Lord, whether it's a believer or an unbeliever, marriage is precious, okay? Now, when I said marriage is precious even to believers and unbelievers, we understand that 2 Corinthians 6:14 tells us to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's already set. In other words, believers ought to marry believers. Amen. I've seen this month, I'm doing some marriage counseling to a young couple who will be married in February. Okay, and my first session of counseling will be here next week or two. I have to look at the calendar again. First question I'm going to ask them, why are you getting married? I'm going to try to talk them out of getting married. All right. But anyway, this part of the counseling I do, you know, why do you, well, but, oh, I just love them. I just love them. And I heard something the other day that just struck me. And I'm going to use this here in the council. I've not quite heard it put this way before about marriage. Have y'all heard of Johnny Erickson Tata? Okay. She's in very, very bad health. A wonderful, godly, paraplegic, beautiful lady. She broke her neck diving, and I think to a lake or something. I forget what it was. It's age of 17. Broke her neck, and she was paralyzed the rest of her life. A wonderful, talented Christian lady. She paints. She's a writer. She has a thing and writes with her. Paints. Anyway, her husband and they've been married for years. I forget the number of years it said. It was on a video thing somebody sent me. And she is now on a breathing machine because her lungs and all, she can't move. Hey, aspiratic or what do you call it? How do you say that word? Anyway, she's choking to death. Can't breathe. So they have her on a hospital bed, strapped, and they have to shake her, keep her lungs. And she's going to be that the rest of her life. Not only she's a paraplegic, now she's got to be in the hospital and has to shake her, or if not, she's going to die. But the point is, her husband, before she got in the hospital bed, he would pick her up out of the house, put her in a wheelchair if she wanted to go somewhere, take her to the car, take her out of the wheelchair, set her in the car, put her somewhere in which they arrive, you understand, and take her everywhere they go. And the pastor who was mentioning this said, this is real love. Even through difficulties of they stayed together, through heartaches. Today, couples, if something goes wrong, he said this ain't the same woman you married, whatever it was, 50 years ago or whatever. She don't look the same. Amen, preacher. And by the way, fellas, you don't look the same either. You follow? Amen, brother. Okay. So it's this love that endures. And through marriage and those marriage vows, we'll talk about this next week. So many homes are breaking up because he hurt my feelings or whatever. Or they're so sick, I can't deal with them anymore. I know people who they have Alzheimer's, and the husband or wife sits at the bedside with them, and the mate does not know even who they are. But the vow is through sickness, through health, through property, through wealth, till death do us part, and they mean it and they live by it. Marriage is honorable and all, and it's for everybody, believers and for unbelievers. Now, let me say this. On society today, I don't know if you've noticed the stats. Less and less people are getting married. I know this for a fact. This is the first marriage I've performed in a while. You know, for a while, I was performing marriages. Here's the first one I performed in a couple of years that I could think of. There's going to be another one here soon that we'll talk about later, you know. And so I'll have at least two that I know of this the next few months. But it's becoming less and less. Now, it's more people are tending to, can I use the word, I used to call it shacking up. They don't want to make that commitment, okay? Marriage is honorable, it's precious and all. Let me tell you this, I can go on and on. I'll get to my outline. Years ago, they're both dead and in heaven. It's an older couple. They came to this church, and they were living together. Wonderful people, godly people. And because of the way, I'm not sure, I'm almost 60. You know, I'm almost ready to draw Social Security. Anyway, I don't know how it all works, but somehow they were both drawing Social Security. And if they got married, somehow they lose their benefits. And they couldn't live y'all know better. You old people know more about this than I do, how this works. One of them was going to lose their benefits. And they said, by the way, our government has made it that way. It's made it so you live together, we'll pay you more. If you have babies out of wedlock, we'll pay you more. Amen, preacher. Where we're at in a society. But anyway, and they wanted to join the church. I said, you can't join the church. And they were great people. You know what they did? I'll never forget. On a Sunday morning, we arranged this. I don't know if some of you older people may remember this. On a Sunday morning, they came and they got married right here on a Sunday morning. Then they became members of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church because I told them, I said, even though they were old, they were good, godly people. I said, you're living together. I said, but we can't do anything. I ain't saying no more, but you know what I'm talking about. We're old. You abstain from all appearances of evil. I didn't want anybody, at Westwood, where they got people living together, members at Westwood. And they understood that. They came and they got married on a Sunday. After we had a worship service, everybody, how many of y'all remember that? They stayed right here. And then they joined the church, and a few years later, they both died, and they're in heaven today. And anyway, I'm just saying, marriage is honorable in all to everybody. It's God's plan and design, by the way, for one marriage between a man and woman till death do they part. And that's God's plan and purpose and ideal. However, we know God's people and unbelievers, they're not ideal people. You know what God's... I'll get more into this next week. There's so much I could say here because marriage is foundation, okay, of our lives. Do you know what God's plan for you and purpose for you and will for you in your life is? To not sin. God don't want you to sin, but yet we sin. Same thing applies to marriage. God wants you to stay married. Now, there's a couple of stipulations we'll look at next week about fornication and desertion. We'll look at that, about reasons for divorce, but yet... Overall, God's design for a man and woman is to be married till death do them part, okay? That's God's plan. It's honorable and all. No matter who you are, marriage is ordained for all people of all times, even unbelievers. God doesn't want anybody to be living together. Well, they may say, we can't afford to get married. You can't afford not to, because I'm going to read to you in a little bit about that. And then here's the next part of that verse. Marriage is honorable and all. And then this part. And the bed undefiled. The word undefiled here means pure and unsoiled. In other words, I have in parentheses in my notes, it's not dirty. Okay. It's the same word that is used, the word undefiled, that's used here in verse number 4. It's the same word used in Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 26, that describes our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m., February 4th, to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.